Okay, we'll do some warming up exercise. Just relax and just stand straight. We will exercise the arm, then later on the leg. Okay. Initially, the usual hand rotation. You can do one time 10. No need to break into 5-5, also can. Do 10. Then anti-clockwise 10. Let us do now. Okay. When you do all this, you must maintain mindfulness. Then only it serves the useful purpose. Because this is not only exercise, but at the same time, it will help you to encourage your blood to flow, the qi to flow, and your breathing will be enhanced. Okay. The next one is, I think we will do some running on the spot. You do about 40 times. Okay, good. Then now we do the hand stretching exercise. Just move in front. Then we reverse it backward. Okay. Then after that, you widen your leg a bit, then you bend. Then we do the swinging exercise, like the qigong swing. As you move your hand out, you breathe in. Then you move down, you breathe out. Okay. We do 5 more times. Okay. So now we do the next one. Develop mindfulness. The hand. Turn. Then breathing in, you move up. You can either use one hand or two hands, it's up to you. Main thing is maintain awareness. The movement and the mind as one. Okay? This will combine anapanasati with kaya nupasana on your hand. The rhythm is up to you, huh? Don't have to follow me, huh? You breathe according to your ability. Do the last one. The last one is widen your leg, bend a bit. Then this one involve just in front. When you raise your hand mindfully, you breathe in. When you deliver your hand down, you breathe out. Okay, thank you. So every morning you have time, you do a little bit of this style of mindfulness exercise. It not only exercise your body, it activate your breathing, your anapanasati will improve. Then when you are mindful of this movement, your daily mindfulness will also improve. Because as you are mindful of this, you can also be mindful of every turning and movement. Understand? Then after that, you can actually be mindful of the rotating pelvic. I forgot this one. Sorry, we do one more. Clockwise, 10 or 20 times, then anti-clockwise, 10 or 20 times. Up to you. Okay, so that complete the stretching. Now I will do the weight. You don't have weight, you imagine you have weight. But you do it mindfully. Okay, I will do it. Then we end. You all can learn from Uncle V now, Tai Chi.
Thank you.
And those who want to meditate, you can meditate. Those who want to continue, you can. Up to you. But you can meditate after exercise better. Because you got about 30 minutes of meditation. After exercise, you meditate very different. You try. Maintain mindfulness. As you walk, you aware. Then just now, when you learn the Tai Chi, I got one tip for you. I saw some of you not natural. You're supposed to be relaxed and flow with the movement. Understand? Flow with the movement means your body and mind, the movement together. Understand? The whole bodily movement with your awareness there. Then it's very different. Means everything is a flow. Understand? It's not just you look at Uncle V, then then I saw very unnatural. That's why you cannot be mindful. But it's okay because initially everybody has learned. But as you do, you become more graceful. And then one day when you get it, you will know. I like to just do that movement. But I don't want to do too many. I do one or two that I'm familiar. And that develop mindfulness. And that one actually can help you. If you can be familiar with one or two movements, especially your hand, your turning, and your whatever bending, this is what the Buddha meant under the Sati Sampajana. Mindfulness and clear comprehension, all action and all movement in the present moment, is it? Means when you walk, you're aware. When you look forward, you're aware. When you turn, bend, stretch, you're aware. So everything regarding action and movement, you're aware, then your daily mindfulness can actually stabilize very fast. Okay, now you can meditate. You try to sit if you can. If you cannot, you want to walk, you walk. But after this exercise, sitting will be very good. Like yesterday, you will calm down very fast. You can also walk for 5-10 minutes. Then after that, you sit, it's different again. I will off the light. You all just continue to sit. Okay, 7:30, you can go for your breakfast. Then after that, we come back at 8:30. Okay, thank you.